This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Tuesday, August 4, 2009. New life in Christ. The Scriptures, Ephesians 2:3. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature. Paul uses the contrast of death and life to address the spiritual well-being of his readers. Spiritual life and health touch the core of every human person. Everyone is both a physical and spiritual being. This doesn't mean that all people express their spirituality in the same way or through the same faith. The fact that there are many different religions in our global society does not deny that all religions have an underlying spiritual dimension. Even a person who professes to have no religion at all is still a physical and spiritual being. As we noted yesterday, people were created in God's image to live in fellowship with God. But people rejected God, causing their own spiritual death. In another letter, Paul described how this happened. Although people knew God, they neither glorified Him as God nor gave thanks to Him. But their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like mortal human beings and birds and animals and reptiles. People did this because they were tempted by the ruler of the kings of the air, that is, the devil, who's now at work in those who are disobedient. Let's thank God that we can have new life in Jesus Christ.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.